on this Memorial Day as we remember our fallen soldiers, I'd like to share with you the story of Father Emile Capon. He was born in the year 1916 in Pilsen, Kansas. He grew up in a very small farming community. And aside from his very strong work ethic, loved God and loved to serve others. At the age of 4, it was remembered that he would actually take crates and stack them up together so that he could drape a cloth over them and play Mass. Back then, of course, he would be trying to speak in Latin, and of course he didn't know what he was saying, but he was doing what he saw anyways. Eventually, he did get ordained to be a priest and was assigned at his home parish. And nearby his home parish, there was actually a military fort nearby where he would be able to interact with the men there and bring them spiritual food. Afterwards, he found himself drawn deeper into the calling to be a chaplain, where he enlisted and served as an army chaplain in World War II. Afterwards, he was sent to work at another parish, but still felt the tug to keep serving the men. And so, he petitioned the bishop, and when the Korean War came, he served once again as the army chaplain. He would be remembered for Mass being offered on the hood of his Jeep, and also the ways in which he would not only tend to those who were Catholics, but people of all faith, ensuring that all of them were brought the Holy Word of God, that they were given the assurance of prayers, and even at times of great difficulty would be given hope. There was one fateful day where, as they were approaching the 38th parallel, right where North Korea would begin, South Korea would end, it was there that they found themselves largely ambushed by Chinese military. And it was there that they had suffered some casualties, some were wounded. One recounted how, from his knee down, he felt like it was completely shattered. So much so that as he was on the ground and thought of trying to stand back up, he just couldn't. Wondering what he could do, he noticed that there were other bodies around him. And so he grabbed one of the Chinese soldiers and placed it over himself, and he remembered just being there motionless with his arm like this. And then as he had positioned himself in that way, he saw a boot come down, a boot from the Chinese military. He remained motionless. They didn't detect him. And he said he stayed there for a while. He thought maybe about till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And finally, he thought he had the all clear and started moving, only to realize there was still someone there from the Chinese military and someone there from the Korean army. All of a sudden, he found himself face to face with a rifle. Looking down that barrel, he thought, well, this is the end of the line. It was there that he heard a commotion and saw someone running from a distance, coming to him. It was one of the men. And he didn't know why he wasn't being shot, because he left the guard to run to where he was. But as he came, he couldn't believe how he was able to be lifted up by this man who was seemingly not that well built. And then he realized it was Father Capon. There, Father Pakhan took him and led them to where they needed to go, where they were being pushed to go. He would encourage the men to not lose hope. He would encourage them that if you are able to pick your brother up, these were your brothers who fought with you in war. Don't leave them behind. And so they made the trek for a couple of days. They recount how they were in their summer clothes, and it was getting winter. It was getting unbelievably cold. In fact, after they had reached the prison camp, during that first winter, they lost half their men. Father Kapan would be a source of hope for the men there. He would constantly encourage them to not lose that. His favorite saint was Saint Dismas, who was that good thief. As he went forth and made sure he stole some supplies here and there, maybe some potato and rice to keep the men alive. It was easy for them to commit suicide. They were always stricken with lice. Indeed, the men had to actively remove that from one another. Father Kapan did this for many of them. And in fact, those who really gave up on life really just had to do nothing but let the lice consume them. In fact, if nothing was done within the span of 3 days, their whole body would appear ashen, and there would be no point of recovery from there. Others died of pneumonia, dysentery, but Father Kapan still kept up the beacon of hope, still encouraged the men, still told them to keep fighting. Eventually, when it came to 1951 of Easter, Father Kapan wanted to celebrate the glorious day of our Lord's resurrection with them. And it was made clear to them from their captors that if they were to attempt this, they would be killed. Father Kapan didn't care. He had a prayer manual that he had hidden from his stash, and he gathered the men and prayed with them the Our Father. And then at the very end, they sang America the Beautiful. And with those who were within that small gathering, as they sang, the rest of the camp started hearing those beautiful lyrics, in which everyone else also participated and found more resolve to keep going, to keep pushing. By then, Father Kapan had pneumonia. He also had dysentery. He also had a blood clot in one of his legs, so much so that his one leg was totally blackened and was 2 times its size. It was there that the captors thought that this was the right moment to move him over to the death house, where there would be no more water, no more food supplied to him. They were just simply sent there to die. And as the soldiers didn't want to have any of that, were getting ready to revolt, Father Kapan had a moment of clarity and said, "Stop! Stop. Let them go. Let them do what they are going to do to me. Let me go finally to where I have been called to." And that referred to the homeland of heaven. He encouraged the men to keep praying, to give hope to those who were still there. And finally, he was sent to the death house, and it was there that he died. Later on, he was awarded the Medal of Honor and is the most decorated Army chaplain that we have. In the 1990s, he was recognized as a servant of God and is continually being sought to by others for canonization. This is just but one life of those who had served us in the military, and certainly give thanks to them by way of offering prayers for them, continual prayers for them, peaceful repose of their souls. For like him, there have been many others who have given their lives, lives that are largely unknown to them, largely unknown to us, but lives indeed that truly mattered, that had an impact in such a way in which we truly will never know this side of heaven. Servant of God, Father Emil Capon, pray for us. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and the perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen. May their souls and all the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace.